Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Amen. All right. You are. I just got to get to our program. I was putting it over there on. All right. And I am sharing right now. Come on. I'm going to
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that the truth? I'm Tell me what I already know. You give me $5. I don't know how old I am. If I give you $5, you tell me what I already know. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. It is good to have you with us tonight. Good evening.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I think they were done there. Wow, what a great message this is. Give me just a second while I get this stopped here and get us back to our screen. There we go. Hello. Hope you guys enjoyed that message. You know, Dr. Barclay has been relentless in seeking and loving God. I'm hearing myself echoing someplace. Hold on for just a second. It may be this. Let me get out of here completely. Maybe that's where I'm echoing at. Dr. Barclay has just been relentless since the day God got a hold of him. Now, I think God, like many of us, well, all of us, is seeking us way before we realize it. And Dr. Barclay is one of those people that the second he realized God was chasing him, he turned and started running for God. And it's amazing to me the lengths that he went through in his life to get to know God the way he did, even early on. I remember him talking about, well, and you guys probably do too, you've heard him enough times, where he actually found a girls' meeting that it was a girls' Bible study, and he came across it accidentally, leaving another meeting that he was at, I believe is how it was, and he wound up, oh, you're with us. Was it at their church? In the attic, yeah. No, no, go ahead. I just thought that was so neat. He actually laid up in that attic so that he could hear more teaching. It was like he just couldn't get enough. And he's just, I think he has run hard like that in everything he could get his hands into all of these years. And he's never turned back once. It just amazes me, and I love that about him. What, and it is an honor to honor someone like that. Okay. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk while I'm holding on. Oh, okay. Okay. And I'm not sure who came. I think it was he that actually came to Christ first. But Vicky already, already. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So awesome. Amen. Thank you. Yeah, amen. Do we need to pray? Yeah. Amen. Let me see. I love being put on the spot like this when I was just blankly listening and enjoying his story. I don't know Ron Garcia. And I've seen the other guy preach. Well, I've seen both of them preach. I don't know either of them personally. I don't know where he was going with that story. The thing is we, even like we were talking about the other night, even if you don't know exactly what your place is yet, there are certain things that you're drawn to take care of. Do those things and do them with all your heart. Grab onto anything you can that serves the kingdom. And serving the kingdom is really anything that is positive and love and edifies someone else, helps someone else. That's what the kingdom work is. And the more you get involved in those things, the more doors that will open to you to do other things. And sometimes, you know, they were talking about one of the other sessions. I don't remember if it was one that we played here or one we were studying besides. Some of the, what they call the simplest jobs are the ones that are most important. You know, I've heard pastors say over and over again, you know, who's more important, the governor or the janitor? And it's like literally the governor can be gone for a month or two and nobody would even notice. But if the janitor is gone for 2 days, people are going to start noticing and thinking, "What? Where is the janitor? We need our janitor," you know. And just about every task you can do in life is that way. It's the ones that are the simplest that really are the most important and affect people's lives so much. I know at Dr. Winston's church in Chicago, when we go there, there is a lady that is part of their helps ministry there. And she's in the bathroom when they have these conferences, and you're talking, you know, there's 50 people in line at a time. And she is in there the whole time, and she keeps that restroom beautiful with all of these people going in, and everybody's rushing, so people are splashing water, paper towels are not quite making it wherever. Sometimes there may be a toilet that didn't get flushed, and everybody's avoiding that one. And I'm telling you, when that girl is there, everything is beautiful, and everybody flows, and without her there, oh my goodness. And she loves it. She's singing the whole time. She's smiling at people. She's telling them how beautiful they look. She's talking to them about the highlights of, you know, the conference the whole time that she's working and keeping things in order. What a blessing she is. And then, you know, when the messages start back up, she's right out there worshiping and learning, and she's just a blessing. She fascinates me because she's just so joyful in the Lord and brings such order to everything. And that's how we all. Yeah. Well, honey, you know who she is. She's she always winds up sitting near us. She's real tall, big girl. Yeah, and when we're worshiping, she always turns around backwards so she can see everybody else when they're, you know, everybody else worshiping. I know you know who she is. I even saw her when we were just watching the conferences. Yeah, she's just a blessing. Let's all be a blessing. Let's pray every day. Father, make us a blessing. Oh, yeah. All right. All right. And so anyways, here, we've talked so many times about, you know, the benefit of making prayer cloths, leaving prayer cloths in different places you go. If you go to visit someone at the hospital, take a stack of prayer cloths with you and leave them in the prayer rooms, in the especially like the surgery waiting rooms. You can just write a simple little note below it that says, these are prayer cloths. They've been prayed over and anointed with oil. Please take one for your own peace and healing. Take one to your loved ones. People love those. And while they do bring such healing to people's lives, I used to hear story after story after story of people that were healed after receiving a prayer cloth. And it's a wonderful ministry, and it gives people peace. That's what we need to be bringing into this kingdom in everything we do. All right. You've got it set in order now, do you?
Scary.
Directing traffic. So did you give him a vest? Oh, your other one's here, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah, amen. Amen. Yeah, amen.
I'm
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. So we love those. We love those. Yeah, but I know. It seems like if anybody was banned for any comments, it would be Roger, because he's over there praying all the time and welcoming people and making all of these comments. I don't know what I did. Well, I have reported a lot of people, though, that come on and, you know, try selling their porn and whatever. I report them. So maybe that's what it is. I've reported too many wicked people. Really? Amen. It is. It is. So everybody go and get your communion elements, preferably a cracker or bread and some grape juice. But if you have something else, we do bless and sanctify our elements. So you can use something else in a pinch. Just as a rule of thumb, it's best to use the grape juice and the elements because that represents what Jesus did. So I will read the verses, or were you going to, you're driving. I will read the verses out of the Bible that are the communion verses. They tell us about the story of Jesus having communion with the disciples. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 11 is where we're going. When Jesus had the Last Supper with the disciples. We'll read that, and then we will read the prayer of salvation for anyone that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Let's pray that prayer of salvation together tonight. Please don't wait another second. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. And even if he doesn't come back for another 30 years or 100 years, the change, the wonderful change this brings to your life, you won't want to live another minute without having made this decision and starting to turn and walk that way, walk out a Christian life. It's a beautiful thing. So if you have questions about that, if you've been contemplating making that decision, but you have questions, please get a hold of us. Our contact information will be in the notes in YouTube at the end of the program. You can go to our webpage. It's samueljcottle.com. It's the Community of Faith webpage, website. All of our contact information is there, and there are other things there too. And there's actually the communion or a communion process posted there too, so that when we're not on or you want to do communion with your family, you have it available to you to do that too. So please get a hold of us. Pastor will be so happy to answer any questions you have. Put your mind and heart at ease. And after you've received Jesus, we would love to hear from you and help you know how to walk out this new life as a Christian. So here we go, reading the verses. Again, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're starting at verse 23. And this is from the Passion Translation or Passion Paraphrase. So if you're reading from a King James or New King James, it'll be worded a little bit differently, but I really, really do like the way they've worded most of this. It's brings a different understanding or perspective, I guess, of the same message. Here we go. I have handed down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. The same night in which he was handed over, he took bread and gave thanks. Then he distributed it to the disciples and said, "Take it and eat your fill. It is my body which is given for you. Do this to remember me." He did the same with the cup of wine after supper and said, "This cup, seals the new covenant with my blood. I love that. Drink it. And whenever you drink this, do it in remembrance of me. Oh, this actually says do it to remember me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are retelling the story and proclaiming our Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in the wrong spirit will be guilty of dishonoring the body and blood of the Lord. So let each individual first evaluate his own attitude, and only then eat the bread and drink the cup. For continually eating and drinking with the wrong spirit will bring judgment upon yourself. By not recognizing the body, this insensitivity is why many of you are weak or chronically ill and some even dying. If we have examined ourselves, we should not be judged. And by examining yourself, that means realizing that you are a sinner and you need a Savior to get you to heaven. If you have any unforgiveness towards anyone, choose to forgive right now. Make that choice that you are forgiving. You will forgive. You will not hold offense towards any. And if you have caused anyone offense, try to make it right with them to the best of your ability. But the biggest thing is just to realize that we are sinners and we need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior, and we honor everything he's done for us. So that's in judging yourself here. If we've examined ourselves, we should not be judged. If we are judged, it's the Lord's training so that we'll not be condemned along with the world. So then, my fellow believers, when you assemble as one to share a meal, that's to do the communion, show respect for one another and wait for all to be served. If you're that hungry, eat at home first so that you can't wait for somebody else. So that when you gather together, you will not bring judgment upon yourself. So those are the verses that talk about our communion. So now I'm going to share the screen and put up the prayer of salvation. Pray this from the very depths of your heart. This is not just life-changing on this earth. This is a prayer that changes your entire eternity. It's the prayer that takes you from hell to heaven. So pray it from the very depths of your heart. I'm going to put up the screen so we can all see it and we can all pray it together. And even if you've prayed this prayer 100 times before, pray it again. It's a beautiful reminder. It's a beautiful refreshing to our spirits and souls to say it again. So here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me. Hold on for just a second. Here we go. Thank you, Jesus, for giving for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you into the family of God, into the kingdom of God. We're so, so happy you made that decision, and it will change your life. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So please get a hold of us. Let us know you made this decision so we can rejoice with you and help us know how to walk, help us help you know how to walk out this new life in Christ Jesus. And now let's hold up our elements, our communion elements, and let's pray. Father, we thank you for these communion elements, and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now I'm going to share the screen again, and we'll put up the communion prayer so we can all pray that together too. And we call this, actually, it's a new covenant worship. It's our way of worshiping Jesus, remembering what he did for us. So here we go. Here's the prayer. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your body broken, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And then here's the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for suffering, honor you with grateful hearts. Thank you. And now here is for the juice. Let's lift the juice up. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. Here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever. and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Let's have the juice together. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, and we declare you in us and we in you. Thank you all for being with us tonight. Hope you enjoyed the message. We're sure you did. And Sister Phyllis, are you still with us? Maybe not. All right. Oh, yes, we can hear you. That what? How about the verses in Jude? Yeah. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you for reading for us and singing. Sure. Amen. Amen. You're welcome. All right, and I am going to finish us up here with our Ephesians 1 prayer. We'll pray this over you all. We pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. I pray that the gift of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritance that he finds in us, his holy ones. I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. And now he is exalted as first above every ruler, authority, government, and realm of power in existence. He is gloriously enthroned over every name that is ever praised, not only in this age, but in the age that is coming. And he alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ and has given him the highest rank above all others. And now we, his church, are his body on the earth and that which fills him who is being filled by it. Amen and amen. Right. Yeah. Love it. Amen. 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 And will always be. Have a great night, everyone. God bless you.